Mr. Baker?
Good morning. We had a good introduction to my presentation on developing an appraisal procedure. John, do we have the handouts of the resolution? Okay, good. I just want to make sure. It's been said a number of times that the board of directors directed the staff to put together an appraisal procedure back in this past July. We put out requests for proposals and described that what we were looking for. We asked people to propose based on their qualifications, saying that they would be selected based on their qualification. Had five different proposals submitted to us. We went through an internal procedure of grading those proposals and invited the top three in for an interview. Director DeCluett was invited to sit in on the interviews with us. After the interviews, we selected Integra Realty. Several things set them apart for the others who proposed. One was that they had obviously had the resources that they could bring to the table to appraise 1592 properties. They also had significant experience around lake property. In fact, have had some experience around Lake PK with some of the developers. And then the other thing that set them apart from the others who proposed was that they have had experience defending their appraisals in whatever venue that might have been appropriate at the time. Since selecting Integra, we've gone about developing a scope of work, which is essentially done. If we go to the next slide, we'll talk about that. Phase one is obviously the most important part. That's that is, in fact, the procedure itself. And what we ask them to do is to develop classes or categories of residential properties. I asked them last week how many classes or categories they thought they might come up with, and they said probably something more than seven, up to as many as 12 different categories of property, depending on what the market indicated to them that would direct them to the number of categories they'd have to define each of the separate kinds of properties. Something that they would be asked to do is to assign each of the 1,592 properties into the appropriate category. They would be asked as part of phase one to collect the market data, including comp sales, and that would be data from TPK as well as other reservoirs or lakes. Then even though you may have as many as 12 different categories, an individual parcel of property may have something about it that is so unique that would sets it apart still from something with the others within its category, and they would develop a list of adjustments that would be as applied as appropriate. They've agreed to, part of the scope would have them to conduct two meetings at PK. Actually, it's one meeting at two different locations, probably on separate days, prior to the property being assigned to a category, but to discuss the different categories, the criteria for developing the categories for public input. And there is the possibility that you'd get some comments that may make you want to make some adjustments. However, those meetings would not be nearly as controversial as they might would have been later after you had designated each individual lot into a category. Once the meetings are conducted and they finalize their procedure and their categories, then a document will be developed for each piece of property for the lessee, and they will be sent a copy of that document that explains what category they're in, what the parameters were that determined their placement into that category, a full explanation of the documentation of why that was their property ended up wherever it ended up. Obviously, out of that, there will be a number of calls from people curious about some determination that was made, which they agreed to answer those calls. And then last but not least is to develop a process for updating the market data for us. And our intention is, as far as the RA, at the end of this process, we will have simplified the appraisal procedure enough that it will be easy enough that we may want to consider hiring an internal appraiser to do it rather than someone else, under the premise that we could do that significantly for significantly less than what someone else might charge. But we would have the option of either continuing with Integra or putting out another RFP for someone to do the appraisals using this appraisal procedure that's been put into place. The cost of this developing the procedure is a cost of not to exceed $495,000, which amounts to about $310 per tract. Keep in mind that to place these lots or individual parcels into a category will require a lot of on-ground survey work being done by the appraisal. Not survey, but being there to make the analysis about where that lot goes. So that would be the phase one. Phase one, the most important part for us. Probably the thing that's driving our timeline most is 300 properties that will have to be appraised by 2010. There are 300 of those. We've asked them to develop as a part of this scope, but to be used only as our option. We can say we want you to do it or not want you. We'd rather do it some other way, to appraise those 300 lots using their procedure. That comes to a cost of $225,000, or about $750 per tract. This was after a significant amount of negotiation that resulted in probably moving some of the things that they had initially anticipated being a part of this process up into the procedure, which increased the cost of that a little bit, $25,000 or so, but it reduced the cost per lot by of the individual appraisals by $450 each. To $750. The long-term impact of that is if you apply it over the 1,592 properties is very, very significant. So whether or not we choose to ask Integra to appraise these 300 properties, I think will be kind of determined at the time. But as you might would guess, these will be the most contentious properties that we do. These set the course for what happens on the rest of them. However, we're able to succeed on these 300, I think, will be a primary consideration in how we go forward. So I think there is a chance that we would want to ask them to, but it's not an absolute. Phase three is a part of the scope that would ask them to survey, to appraise, on an interim basis, any piece of property that should come up because of our divestiture policy prior to them having the procedure completed. This would be a piece of property they would go out and evaluate ad hoc, develop the market information independent of the process. And as you can see, it's $2,000 a tract if not contested, $2,250 if contested. So the difference in the cost of having to do one ad hoc or individually is significantly more than will be the case should they be appraised after we, in fact, have the procedure in place. I wonder if there are any questions. If not, I'll read the...
Please do. Read the resolution.
Read the resolution. The following resolution is presented for consideration to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its January 28, 2008 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to negotiate and execute a contract with Integra Realty Resources, DFW LLP, to develop a new appraisal determination procedure for Brazos River Authority property at PK Lake at Pasakino Lake for an amount not to exceed $495,000 for phase one. And be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager CEO to negotiate and execute as part of the contract to provide individual appraisals for approximately 300 properties transitioning to a market value rental basis in 2010 at a cost not to exceed $225,000 for phase two. And be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to negotiate and execute as a part of the contract to provide individual appraisals for properties as needed on an interim basis for divestiture at a cost not to exceed $2,000 per tract, unless contested, in which case the cost would per tract will not exceed $2,250.
Let me might add that whenever you pass a resolution like that, you kind of lock yourself into a number, but we negotiated with them prior to, and as John said, he got reduced because of the rate.
Mr. Moore, I believe you moved the resolution. Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Ellison, pull the board, please.
Chairman,
yes.
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Yes.
Director Bell?
Aye.
Yes.
Director
Yes.
Director
Yes.
Director
Yes.
Director
Yes.
Director
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director
Yes.
Director
Yes.
Yes.